In this edition of Assignment, Rob Walker travels to the American state of Arizona to investigate a controversial new law dealing with illegal immigration.
That's an illegal alien that lives there, in that house right there.
For some residents, Arizona is a state that's changed beyond recognition.
You go into that grocery store, this is the nearest grocery store to us, you will not see one Caucasian. They're all speaking Spanish.
For some residents, there's one issue more than any other which their government has failed them on.
There are thousands of illegal aliens coming in every day. Most of them are job thieves. They're coming to steal our jobs.
We're in favor of throwing them all out. It's time to go home.
And for residents like these, there's now a possible solution. Later this month, a new law is due to come into force in Arizona. It's seen as the toughest measure passed by any state on illegal immigration. And its author is this man, Arizona State Senator Russell Pierce.
You can't break in. Just like you can't break into my house, you cannot break into my country. And you cannot steal a job from an American. Americans are out of work. 30 million Americans out of work. It's about time we stand up for them.
The aim of the new law, known as SB 1070, is to help find and deport illegal immigrants. It requires police officers to check the immigration status of anyone they stop or detain, if there's suspicion that person is in America illegally. What it will mean is local officers performing a role that's normally the responsibility of the federal authorities. And that's because supporters of SB 1070 say Washington has failed to enforce existing laws.
Enforce the law, they'll go home. You just simply enforce the law. It's one traffic stop at a time. It's a criminal act, in or remain here. We're going to enforce the law.
But SB 1070 has split not just Arizona, but the rest of America too. Opponents say the new law will result in people being targeted by the police simply because of their appearance.
The problem is that they're not going to be questioning people of white skin and blue eyes. They're only going to be questioning brown people or black people or people who look foreign.
Already, this law has resulted in a flurry of lawsuits, protests and boycotts. And it's also reopened a national debate on what to do about more than 10 million people who are in America illegally. I'm Rob Walker, and for this BBC programme, I've come to Arizona to try to understand what's led to the passing of the law SB 1070 and why it's proved so divisive.
My name is Dan Bell. I'm a president of ZZ Cattle Corporation. We ranch here near Nogales, Arizona. Currently, we're headed towards the border.
So that's Mexico straight ahead of us now?
Yes, it is. The only thing between us and Mexico right now is a four-strand barbed wire fence. There's nothing out here. It's just rangeland, which we graze our cattle on.
We can get up and walk up there and I'll show you.
This is it.
So this is actually the border fence here.
This is the border fence here.
I mean, it's a good fence for keeping cattle out, but for keeping people out, it's nothing, is it?
No, it's nothing. I can just step over it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stepping over now. I mean, I'm now in Mexico, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
And so this bit of fence here we've come to, this has been cut. So what's happened here?
Well, a smuggler's come through, probably on horseback. Didn't even have to get off of his horse to cut the three wires, and his horse stepped over the bottom wire and was able to get through in probably a matter of 30 seconds.
So I'm just over from your land on this side of the fence, we can see a trail coming up to the fence. What's that?
Well, that's a well-used trail that is probably used for foot traffic of illegal immigrants coming through.
So, I mean, there's enough of them to actually make a visible trail on the land?
Yes, there is, and there's several trails.
And so they walk up on the trail and then they just hop over the fence and then carry on this side.
Yes, and then these trails take off in different directions at certain points. And so just
depending on where they're going
Depending on where they're going.
And this is why many Arizonans are angry with the federal government. Border security has improved significantly in recent years, but Arizona is still the main corridor for illegal immigrants entering from Mexico. And it's estimated close to 500,000 are living in the state illegally. That's out of a population of less than 7 million.
And then you see those tennis shoes up there. They're just saying to everybody that there's drugs in this area right here.
The tennis shoes where?
Up on the lines up there.
Oh, yeah, so a pair of tennis shoes have been thrown over a telephone line.
yeah. You know, hanging down.
Indicates there's drugs for sale here.
For Donna and Jerry Neal, immigration has brought rapid changes to the streets around them.
We'll go that way.
Been boarded up.
Yeah.
They gave me a tour of their neighborhood, a downtown area of the state capital, Phoenix.
When we moved in here, all this home stock, this beautiful, beautiful home stock, was what kind of the base of this community was. And so what we've kind of lost is our home base, because they've came in and made it apartments. In apartments, they put two or three families in them. In houses, it could get up to 20 people in a house.
And these are immigrants coming from Mexico?
Mexico, yes.
Well, we don't know where for sure. They're coming up from the Mexican border.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them coming from Honduras, El Salvador.
It's illegal folks, period.
Illegal immigrants.
And the majority of people in all these houses had raised their kids, been neighbors forever, and could not believe what was happening around them.
And what was happening?
Car theft, breaking in, you know, gunfire. Oh, my gosh, gunfire. Because now these people were seniors, and they were in a home they'd raised their kids in, and now they had to be afraid to be in their own home. And our house prices have went down. This house was going about, what, $345,000, somewhere in that.
$345,000.
Yeah. And now maybe 80,000. Oh, my God. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Now, those kind of perceptions about the way neighborhoods have changed are part of the reason why SB 1070 has generated a considerable degree of support here. But that's not the only reason. I've driven now about half an hour or so from Donna and Jerry's house out to the city of Mesa.
Rob.
Steve Ray, how are you
doing? Hi, Steve. How are you doing? Nice to meet you. Thanks.
My name is Steve Ray. I grew up in Mesa. I was born here. Three generations, my family has been here.
And I'm Dana Ray. I'm Steve's wife. My third great-grandfather helped settle Mesa.
Well, how's the city changed since you were a boy?
Well, when I went to grade school right here at Edison School, which is still here and functioning, there was probably about 2%, maybe 3% Hispanic population. Today, you will not see, as the kids come home and go to school, you will not see any white Caucasian children. They are all of Hispanic descent. That is a huge burden because many, many are either illegal or children of illegal. And that's put a terrible burden on the school system and society, because now we have made ourselves or chosen to make ourselves responsible for their education, for their welfare, for their medical, for their housing subsidies, food subsidies.
How has that affected you?
Higher and higher taxes.
And you feel taxes have gone up because the population's gone up, and therefore there's more services that need to serve that growing population.
That is absolutely correct.
I'm a school teacher, and one of the things that we as teachers have had to do is we have to teach down to the lowest common denominator. And so therefore, to reach all the illegals and the non-English-speaking students. Classrooms used to be about size 20. I've taught in a class that has 30, even a classroom that has up to 40 students per classroom. And it's very, very difficult.
It's estimated there's anywhere up to 12 million, maybe more, people who are in America at the moment illegally. What do you think should happen to them?
What we want is the tool that SB 1070 gave us, Senate Bill 1070, that gives the police the tools to work with, so that if they encounter somebody breaking a law and has reasonable cause to believe that they're illegal aliens, then we can send them back.
So
Sunday service is just beginning here at the Santa Margarita Church in the city of Mesa. This is a mainly Hispanic neighborhood here, and many of the congregation are worried about how the new law is going to affect them.
My family and I, we're all citizens of Arizona, but we're moving to another state. This is ridiculous.
You'd leave Arizona because of this law?
Yes.
But I mean, if you're citizens, why do you think the law would affect you?
My fiancé is actually dark skin, and I feel like just because he would be in the passenger seat or just because he would be in the driver's seat, they would just stop us for no reason, just because of the color.
It almost brings tears to my eyes. It sounds like a Nazi, you know, with a, hey, we're going to, you know, check you out, see if you belong here. Some of my friends have returned to Mexico already.
I would get offended if they come up to me and say, hey, are you legal? Or do you have a social? Or can you prove that you're illegal?
And explain why that would offend you.
It would offend me because if I was white and had colored eyes, blue eyes, and blonde, they would not come up to me. They're doing this to the Hispanic people.
Now, supporters of SB 1070 say these fears among Hispanic citizens are unfounded. They say the law prohibits racial profiling. That's an angry debate which is still rolling on. But what's clear is that the people most afraid of the new law are those who are here illegally. And this part of Mesa is one of the neighbourhoods where there are many of them living. I've been invited for dinner.
Agua, ma, please.
My name is Jorge Campos. I'm 24 years old.
And how long have you been in America?
I've been here almost 11 years. I came here when I was almost 14 years old, 1999.
When you were 14, I mean, what made you come to America?
My parents were already here. I stayed in Mexico for almost a year by myself.
So your parents came first and established themselves, and then they called you to come?
Yes. Yes, they wanted to have something for me and my brother to come over here and to have a better future. And I mean, if there's one person that I admire, that I think they deserve an opportunity of being here, it's my dad, because he's a person that he came here just for a better future. He couldn't have the opportunity to do it in the legal way, but he didn't have the opportunity either back in our homeland.
Back in Mexico,
to give us a better life, and that's all he's fighting for.
So, I mean, I know you want to protect your identities, but can you tell me a bit about the job you do now? What kind of work do you do?
I do metal work, metal company. It's a company that build a lot of really big buildings in the state.
So it's a construction company?
Really big, really big.
And I mean, presumably you don't want to name it because that would mean problems for the company and you.
Yes.
if it comes out that they're employing illegal workers.
Yes.
I mean, in particular, this law, SB 1070, do you think that's going to make a difference to you and your family if it's implemented?
It will. We go every day to work just like anyone else. We want to make a better living. And we don't know what's going to happen to us. I mean, my mom, she see that we go to work every day, but she doesn't know we're going to come back.
You mean you might get picked up?
Yeah.
So, I mean, your fear would be that when you and your dad go out to work, that one of you one day might not come home.
About, yeah. He can be waiting for me here in the night and I wouldn't come back.
And those fears have already become reality for thousands of illegal immigrants in Arizona.
3214 and 3304, check in.
For several years, the largest county in the state, Maricopa, has been pursuing an aggressive policy of identifying illegal immigrants.
I'm a field training officer, Graham. I work for Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. We're over at a tent city in our hold portion of tent city, where everyone who's going to be either held for immigration services, other counties, other states, is going to do their county time, and then from here get sent over to the other agency. Some will be deported, some immigration will clear them and say everything's good and just let them go back to their lives.
And what we've got here, we've got about 10 tents, haven't we? And each of the tents looks like they can hold about, what, 20 people? They're in bunk beds, aren't they?
Yep, we have a total capacity of 242.
And it's pretty hot in here, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Right now, today we hit about 92 degrees during the summer. Our high temperature out here was 124 degrees. We go through a lot of water out here when we work, that's for sure.
Okay, well, let's just go inside some of the tents and have a word with the inmates. Hello, guys. I'm with BBC Radio from London. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? So what's your name, sir?
Jaime Frankel.
And what brought you here to the jail?
I got pulled over for a suspended driver license. I never had a license, never, in this country.
So you were driving without a license?
Yeah. And now they want to interview me at ICE, you know.
And ICE is the American Immigration Service. So what's going to happen when you finish your month's sentence?
I will fight my case with the immigration judge. You know, I have a house here. My wife is from here, from this country. Two daughters. So I was brought here when I was 3 years old. But, hey, my lawyer said this was going to happen one day because you're not, you know, legal.
And that is what supporters of SB 1070 want to see. Immigration laws being more proactively enforced across Arizona. But even before that new law has come into force, illegal immigration into the state has actually slowed, and tens of thousands of migrants have left Arizona. The reason is because the state's economy is in free fall and jobs here are simply evaporating. This begs a question, though. If migrants are already leaving the state, why are Arizona's lawmakers still so determined to make things tougher for them? Well, the answer partly is about politics. And I'm heading off now to a campaign rally.
They view illegal immigration as a political problem to be managed. You and I see it for what it is, a national security threat, an economic security threat, and an invasion that must be stopped. Yeah. Now understand.
This is J.D. Hayworth, former Republican congressman and radio host. He's standing against incumbent Senator John McCain in a Republican primary election in Arizona later this year. And his campaign is focusing more than anything else on illegal immigration.
Should, by some unfortunate circumstance, Senator McCain return to Washington for a fifth term, do you really think he's going to stand up for border security?
No.
What we need is a change. And I will be the right kind of change in the United States Senate.
The Republicans are the dominant party in Arizona. And so in many ways, the elections that matter here are the Republican primaries. And those who vote in primaries are a minority who tend to be older, white and conservative.
I want to see McCain out of there because he's a rhino, what we call a rhino, which means a Republican in name only. He's not conservative, and he has never protected our border. Our borders are wide open. There are thousands of illegal aliens coming in every day. They're coming to steal our jobs.
Hello, sir. Why are you supporting J.D. Hayworth?
We've had enough of McCain, and J.D. is solid conservative.
What kind of things do you think that Senator McCain has voted wrongly about?
On the border issues.
The border issue.
We're in favor of throwing them all out, and that's what J.D. wants.
The strength of these kind of views among primary voters means J.D. Hayworth has been able to mount a strong challenge to John McCain. And that's forced Mr. McCain to radically change his own position. He previously supported proposals that would have given illegal immigrants a path to citizenship. Now he's come out in support of the law SB 1070. And he's not the only one who's under pressure. Republican candidates across Arizona are competing with each other to be tough on illegal immigration.
It is so important to note this. The Republican Party is digging its own grave if it doesn't cater to the Latino community, because the Latino community will be the future of the Republican Party.
Elias Bermudez is a campaigner for immigrant rights in Arizona. He's also a Republican. He wants to see comprehensive reform of the immigration system, including a route for illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. That's something President Obama has promised, but is yet to deliver. And Mr. Bermudez believes Republican politicians in Arizona are making a serious mistake by opposing such reforms.
We are the fastest growing minority in the United States. So if they don't look down to the Latinos and say to the Latinos, you know, we have a lot of things in common. We are religious. We are pro-life. We are pro-family. We like to pull ourselves by our own straps. We don't want government assistance. We come from socialist countries. We hate socialist countries. So if you don't look down to us as your allies, and you continue to attack us on this issue of illegal immigration, and you don't want to solve it, then you're going to pay the price.
And what makes Arizona fascinating is the speed of this demographic change taking place. According to one recent piece of research, more than 80% of older people in Arizona are white, but only just over 40% of children are. That means a radical ethnic shift between generations is fast approaching, one that's unnerving for some.
Look at that. There's how many cars in that driveway?
Donna and Jerry Neal take me on a final tour of their Phoenix neighborhood. For them, the future is uncertain.
They'll put Hispanics in leadership, and which they're doing now. And so they'll just continue doing what they're doing, and we'll wake up one morning, and no longer will it be just America. It'll be hooked on to Mexico.
Many, many years ago, this used to be part of Mexico. They want it back.
So what you fear is that in some years' time, Hispanics will be a majority of voters, mm-hmm. and then they will have the power to elect leaders.
Right. And so they just want to get them into America so they can vote and get their people in that they want.
For Jorge Campos and his family, all of them in America illegally, there's also uncertainty about the future.
If this law is implemented, I mean, do you think you're going to stay in Arizona, or are you going to stay in America? What will you do?
The really hardest thing right now is that we're not done paying our house, because this house is ours. And you know, with the economy right now, you can't really sell a house right now. And to be honest, with the situation that we have in Mexico, we wouldn't like to go back.
But at the same time, you feel that life is getting more difficult for you here in Arizona.
It's getting more difficult. Before, you could see a lot of good people that came just like anybody else to work, do honest work right here. You could see them playing soccer at the parks. Now you don't see them. To go out with their kids to play. Because why? They're afraid.
What's striking is that almost everyone you meet in Arizona agrees that the current immigration system is broken. The problem is that the remedies for fixing it are poles apart. And that's true not just in Arizona, but across America.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. The details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.